The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Blind Spot, hosted by Blind Citizen Southland Branch and sponsored by Cross Accounting. Thank you both for having us. Whether you're listening to podcast or on the radio on your dial, we welcome you to 2024. Thank you all for tuning or clicking in to listen. This is your host, Hannah, bringing you this month's edition. And it's going to be quite an interesting session this time round. So I hope you enjoy the show. We have with us Rebecca, who, and if you could tell me, Rebecca, what's your title within Invercargill Central?
I am the marketing manager for Invercargill Central.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Awesome. So I guess what we want to talk about today is all the exciting changes that has happened in Invercargill over the last, 6 years. And for many of you that know Invercargill, for many years we had our central that was Tay Street, D Street, Esk Street and Calvin Street. And it has completely transformed. I know for me, I remember when the whole area was being demolished, 90% of it, and Rebecca will be able to actually tell us about what's there still. Because I know that there was talk about a lot of the front facades, they wanted to keep that.
Yeah, so we were really lucky that we had such beautiful buildings with amazing facades.
Yeah.
And it was important for Invercargill Central to keep part of that heritage of Invercargill and celebrate our past as well as looking forward to the future. So we were lucky enough to be able to keep the facades for the Coxhead building and also for the Southland Times building. And it really adds a whole nother dimension and layer to Esk Street and Invercargill Central by being able to keep those.
And so what does Tay Street look like? I haven't actually walked along there yet because I'm not sure if it's walkable yet. I'm assuming it is now.
Yes, it is. So Tay Street is our entrance to our car park, but it also has some external entrances to Postie and to Cotton On. New on the Tay Street side is JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
So they opened a week or so ago.
Yeah, I heard about the opening. Sounded like it was pretty massive.
Yeah. They had over 10,000 people through in 3 days.
So oh, my gosh.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But that was a soft launch for them. That we do hear that our JB Hi-Fi was the busiest in the country. So that's great feedback, great for Invercargill.
Yeah.
But the Tay Street facade, it faces, it's our car park building.
Yes.
And it has this beautiful cane mail mesh that runs up the side of it. And at night, it is lit with these amazing colours that turn into the southern lights. So it has a light show that runs along the facade every evening. It's beautiful.
That's a spectacular sight.
It is, yeah. It's been a real wow factor for those driving along Tay Street.
Yes, because all I can really visualise still is how it used to look, but it's kind of taking a while to start visualising something new.
It's very much a modern facade on that side.
Yeah.
So you don't see as much of the heritage as you do on the Esk Street side of the building.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So actually, we were quite lucky enough late last year that you were able to take a few of us on a tour of the building when there was still a few shops to be done. Do you want to talk a little bit about the wee guiding tour that we had, because it was, I found it really fascinating actually. What I didn't realise when we went in is the layout and how there is a little bit of tactile difference.
There is. So the way that the flooring was designed in the centre, we wanted to replicate some of the street features which were part of the area before it got turned into Invercargill Central. So the middle part of our flooring actually looks like a cobbled street. It's done with tiling, whereas the areas that are closest to the tenancies, to the retailers, are Terrazite. So there's a really smooth finish, which is non-slippery, on the sides, and then it has a cobbled finish in the middle. So it's really great for those who are vision impaired to be able to feel the difference as to where they are in the centre just by the flooring.
Yeah.
Hmm. But the tour, I found it fascinating as well, just the sort of things that I needed to be aware of when you're thinking about the shopping centre. It has a lot of external entrances.
Yes, it does.
And I knew that could be very confusing trying to work out where you are. Particularly because some of our tenancies only have an external entrance as well, so you can't access them from inside the centre.
Yeah.
That's great to liven up Esk Street, you know, by having tenancies face directly out, but it does become more complicated when you're trying to work out where you need to go and where you actually are when you're walking around the space.
Yeah, so actually, good question there. So when I've been to other cities and around New Zealand and overseas, there's a website that you can go to and you can actually get a list of shops that some malls have. Does Invercargill Central have one of those setups yet where you can go onto a website, see what shops there are and whether they're on the ground floor, next level?
So we have invercargillcentral.nz, and on that it lists all the stores. If you go into a particular store listing, it has a close-up map location of where you need to go. But you can also view a full centre map on the website as well as download one for your phone. And each of the stores has been colour-coded. So if you're looking for fashion, it's a certain colour. And if you're looking for food, it's a certain colour, which hopefully makes it a little bit more easier for people to identify where they want to go and what kind of things they want to explore when they're in the mall.
Yes.
Yeah. So, no, you can get that from our website.
Yeah, that's quite good to know, because I find when you're going somewhere new, it's kind of good to have an idea of what shops are there. So, you can at least know the shops are there, and if you get into a mall, you can ask someone, hey, where's this shop? Because you know it's there. So it's quite handy to have when you're going somewhere new.
And that's
brilliant.
I do that anyway myself. You know, if I'm going somewhere new, I always like to look up and do a little bit of exploration and research before I go in. So, it's a useful resource.
Yes. And I guess because when we done the tour, you know, there was a small handful of us. There was a cane user, a couple guide dog users, and a couple low vision. So that would have been quite fascinating as well. And actually, and hearing impaired too.
Yes.
So you would have had quite a good mix to show around.
Oh, most definitely, nice, And
the feedback.
Looking at the way that the space is perceived and sort of, for me, it was going, you know, how many steps or what is the landmark in a way that I can describe that makes it easier for someone to feel comfortable when they're in the space.
Yeah.
To sort of go, oh, I kind of know where I am.
Yeah.
And also just identifying lots of different hazards, you know, making sure that we don't move the tables and chairs too much around because you get used to a pattern.
Yes.
And making sure there's really clear, safe egresses for people to walk in that, you know, even just talking to our tenancies to make sure they don't put any signage just outside their doors, which can create a real trip hazard for people.
Yeah.
So, I found it really fascinating. Great group of people.
Cool. And so since our tour, there's been a few new shops open. And on top of that, is Invercargill Central finished?
I think it's always going to be evolving.
Yeah.
JB Hi-Fi was a really big one for us to get open. It's such a big corner site.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have that one open and operating.
Yeah.
In the next 2 months, we'll have Resonate Health open on the Esk Street side of the centre.
Yep.
They do hearing aids and have a different sort of model for that.
Yes.
Ballantyne Select, which I think is a lot of people are excited about, that one opens on the 1st of March. And that's facing inside the centre beside Michael Hill. We've got a hair salon, EFX Hair, opening up soon. And we've also got AR Indian. So that leaves, I think, 2 tenancies left on the ground floor.
So we nearly have a full mall.
A full mall on the ground floor. Yes.
And what's happening with floor number 2?
I know.
I've been itching for that floor to get going.
Yes, so we're nearly finished on the ground floor. So our first level, we're looking now at office spaces and restaurants for that first floor level. So we've got some really keen interest. It's just working with different parties now to make sure we've got the right food offer for Invercargill.
Yeah. And do we have a kid zone yet?
I've
personally been interested about that one.
We do have a play space in the mall. It is in between Majestic and Bar Me. And it's a temporary play space. It's going to be one of our tenancies, but at the moment it is a play space with lots of fun things for kids to do in there. And we also activate it with lots of different things during school holidays as well.
Yeah. And when is that open?
It's open whenever the centre is open.
Okay, cool to know.
And cool. It's free to go in and have a play around.
Yeah. And is there any advice you would have for any of our members out there who are either in town or visiting Invercargill? Do you have customer service or anything like that if anyone's ever lost within the building?
I think the best thing to do, we've always got our security team on the floor walking around, and our tenants are super friendly, so it's easy to ask one of our tenancies, people who work in the mall, where something is. We've got a centre management office on the first floor that people are welcome to come and visit us at.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm happy to walk around with people if they've got any questions or want a tour, and we're happy to show people around.
Awesome. And all I can say is, I would visit as much as possible. Dara and I, we're starting to get to know the building and the different entrances and exits. And I always find people I ask are really helpful for direction or helping us get A to B. So it's a really fantastic centre. And I personally look forward to getting to know it more and orientating more. It's really exciting for Invercargill.
It is. And I mean, we described it as a hamburger. I think you had a different shape as well, like a figure eight.
Yeah.
But I always found visualising what the centre looks like is a great way of trying to work out how to get around.
Yeah, just I still think of it, as a big circle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With the bathrooms down the middle. Hickety-pickety
circle.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a great space, and it's a beautiful area for Invercargill to have.
Yeah, it is. So I guess the other last question I had is, might be a tad controversial, but the decision behind, I know a lot of Invercargillers and a lot of Southlanders and locals had, there was the traffic versus non-traffic up Esk Street.
Yes.
And just all about that, because I know there was a lot of debate behind that one.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting challenge for Esk Street. I think when the surveys first went out, you know, people liked being able to drive down Esk Street.
Yeah.
They then got used to, with all the construction that was happening, not driving down Esk Street.
Yeah.
And so when it was suddenly announced, you know, that it's going to reopen as per the feedback from the public originally.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a lot of debate about whether it should be open or closed.
Yeah.
We know that it provides a great access point, both to the centre and to the retailers on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
There are some great activations coming up down Esk Street, which mean that the street will be closed to traffic aside from emergency traffic.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really good to see how that works.
Yes.
And whether people appreciate having the street closed to do those kind of activations.
Yeah.
We support whether the street is open or closed. It works well for our centre. We like the hub and the energy that the street brings. And it's great that we're now having summer's sort of coming on board with us now. And it's lovely to see all the people out and about sitting on the seats and enjoying Esk Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as everyone keeps the speed down with the traffic, we're okay.
Yeah, and I quite like that you can open and close it for different events.
Exactly.
I know that Radio Southland have a Waitangi event coming up in Esk Street on the 6th of February.
Yes.
So that's quite exciting. So I'm guessing the street will be shut for that for people to enjoy.
It is. Yeah. It is. So that's the next time that the street will be shut. The concert is on from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And we're really looking forward to that as well, to have that live music and energy out on the street.
And it brings people into the city as well, and into the mall, into the shops.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it brings a whole new energy, and it becomes a really fun place.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Don Street being closed for the night food market. It's such a great energy going on for those. So we're hoping for the same on Esk Street.
It's a lovely atmosphere when you've got people and the food carts and everything out. It's just, I love it.
It is. It's lovely. And with live music, we've got also buskers who are going to be out on Esk Street all February.
Yeah.
And there's St. Patrick's Family Gala Day coming up on St. Patrick's Day. Oh. That's going to be on Esk Street as well. So there's lots of cool things coming that show people really using the street to the best of its ability.
Oh, exciting.
Yay.
Yeah, so visit Invercargill if you're thinking of somewhere to go. We're one of the best cities out. just a wee plug from Invercargill. But yeah, Rebecca, I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show for January, and just want to say keep up the fantastic work you're doing within our new mall.
Oh, thank you very much, Hannah. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. And to everyone out there, I hope you have a great month ahead. We have our Invercargill Support Group social on tomorrow. Or actually it'll be Tuesday the 31st of January that will be on. So by the time you listen to this, that would have already happened. And apart from that, next edition, Carolyn will be on the show. And apart from that, everyone take care and ka kite.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.